Okay. Good morning, members of the subcommittee. We'll call our meeting to order. Joint Subcommittee of Appropriations and Finance and Claims for Health and Human Services. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Vice Chair Olszewski.
I'm here.
Representative Balance.
Here.
Representative Burnett.
Here.
Representative Cafaro.
Excused.
Senator Jacobson.
Here.
Senator Keenan. Senator McNally.
Here.
Representative Ryan.
Excuse.
Chair Eric Moore.
Here. Members, we have a little bit of cleanup of executive action to go into this morning. So, Senator Olszewski.
Mr. Chair, I move decision group number 61. Mr. Paulette will summarize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, decision group number 61 is a correction to federal funds to reflect the FMAP in fiscal year 2020 and fiscal year 2021.
Questions from the committee? Seeing none, voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Senator Olszewski.
Mr. Chair, I move decision package or group number 62. Mr. Paulette will summarize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, decision group number 62 is also a correction to federal funds to reflect the FMAP in fiscal year 2020, fiscal year 2021.
Questions, discussion from the committee? Seeing none, voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Senator Olszewski.
Mr. Chair, I move decision group number 63. Mr. Paulette will summarize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, decision group number 63 changes the distribution of the MTAP transfer that you approved yesterday. It would transfer $1.1 million for mental illness for children and adults and $400,000 in each year to extended unemployment in the Disability Employment Transitions Division. I should clarify the Tardy Case Management for Mental Illness, Children and Adults is $1.1 General Fund in year one, $1.6 million general fund in year two. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Paulette. I guess for my own clarification, it is the same amount of draw from the MTAP fund. We're just slightly altering where we're putting it by putting the $400,000 towards Voc Rehab. Is that right?
Mr. Chair, that's correct. It is the same amount transferred from the MTAP fund.
Very good. Is there any further questions or discussions from the committee? Representative Cafaro.
I apologize for being late. And is that funding to go to extended employment specifically?
Mr. Chair, Representative Cafaro, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions, discussions from the committee?
Mr. Chair, I just rise in support of this clarification. It meets with the intent of what we've heard and through hearings, as well as advocacy of the people from the public. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Olszewski. I agree. Further discussion? Seeing questions been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Senator Olszewski.
Mr. Chair, I move decision package number 64. Mr. Paulette will summarize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, decision group number 64 approves the language that has been distributed to the members on the sheet. The language has slightly changed from what you approved yesterday.
Mr. Paulette, what is that? What are the changes?
Mr. Chair, the change is the last paragraph of language, which requires that if the Section B companion bill that includes changes to MTAP statute is not approved, like amounts of general fund are reduced from the divisions that would receive transfers from the MTAP. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Paulette. Further questions or discussion from the committee? Seeing none, questions been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Are there any further decision packages or motions from the floor? Members, that should wrap up our work, not certainly as legislators or individuals, but as a subcommittee, unless we're called back together. I want to thank the members for their hard work, our staff, certainly, who put a lot of hours in, especially this week, members of the department, for their testimony and dedication and forthrightness in getting information to the committee and getting our materials on time and getting our questions answered. I think we've all done good work. There's a long ways to go before House Bill 2 is on the governor's desk, but I think we're off to a very good start. Director Hogan.
I would like to thank the committee as well. It's been an interesting process, and for me personally, I had a little problem, so I took a week off, and thank you for your understanding, and thanks to my crew for keeping pieces together while I was gone. We worked over the last year, I'll just quickly, to put the strategic plan together, and the plans then go, as you know, to the branches and then to the each of the divisions. And the exercise has been really positive for all of us to work as a team, to braid resources. And I just want to, I personally call out Representative Balance for her help in getting that started. It has been really positive for my team. But thanks all of you for your patience and your interest in the department. We do good work. We do good work for the people of Montana, and thank you.
Thank you, Director. Representative Cafaro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's very important that we say thank you, that I'm saying thank you to the department and to the governor's office, to the members of the public, and to our committee members, in particular to you, Mr. Chairman. I've been on this committee since 2011, and you ran this committee so well and so fair. That's why we have such a cohesive product coming out of here that really emphasizes what we heard from the public and really supports, hopefully, the department, and so that they can do the good work they do and supports people in their communities. And really, you did a fantastic job. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our committee members.
Thank you, Representative Cafaro.
And
very
staff.
Gracious. And
our staff. I forgot. Oh, our staff. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen such a smoothly run executive action ever in my life. Thank you.
Yep, and their expertise. Okay, members, thank you very much. We are adjourned.